Somalia's neighbor on the Horn of Africa, Ethiopia, has a small slice of the Caribbean in it. It's in the city of Shashamene. That's where, 60 years ago, Emperor Haile Selassie set aside 500 acres for Western blacks who wanted to return to Africa. In recent decades, hundreds of Rastafarians have taken up the offer. But as reporter Megan Verlee found out, they haven't always felt welcome there.
Rastafarian artist Bandy Payne leads visitors through the jungle-like garden that surrounds his house in Shashamene, pointing out the many trees he's planted in his two decades here.
There's guava, tangerine, banana trees, and that is cassava.
Payne was born on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent, but long wanted to make Ethiopia his home. Rastafarians, whose religion follows an Afrocentric reading of the Bible, believe that Ethiopia's last emperor, who died in 1975, was the Messiah, fulfilling the biblical prophecy that kings would come out of Africa. That belief that Africa is the promised land makes moving here a life goal for many Rastafarians.
Rich is not the right word for it. It's more than rich. It's sweeter than honey. More valuable than pearls, the culture. Very strong.
But while Rastafarians consider their arrival in Africa a homecoming, Payne says local Ethiopians don't look at it quite the same way.
They need to give us a special welcome here, man. People who were taken away from Africa, now they come back home, they should welcome us back. Don't think we have us as foreigners.
Relations between the Rastafarians and their Ethiopian neighbors have never been great. Rastafarians come here to create their perfect religious community, not necessarily to fit into Ethiopian culture. Different languages and beliefs keep the two groups apart. Most Ethiopians here are Orthodox Christians, without much interest in the Rastafarian faith. On Friday nights, members of a Rasta organization called the 12 Tribes of Israel host parties at their headquarters. Reggae plays as people gather to drink beer and catch up. The smell of marijuana, a sacrament for Rastas but illegal for Ethiopians, hangs in the air.
The rest of the Ethiopian people know them about this hashish, ganja. That's not good, too. They spoil our kids there.
Wahib, who goes by just one name, is a former school teacher in Shashamene. Sitting in a cafe, he says the Rastafarians generally keep to themselves, coming into town only to shop. Wahib used to work at a Rastafarian school, but says he left because of the attitude.
They feel like they are superior than us. They assume themselves as educated than the original black people here.
Rastafarians are starting to take complaints like this seriously and making more of an effort to be involved in the cultural life of their adopted home. Priest Paul Fang is the Rastafarians' elected leader.
If it is our home, then we'd have to fight, not literally taking up arms or whatever, but make sacrifice to bridge gaps.
Rastafarians consider themselves the victims and opponents of colonization in the Americas, so they say it hurts to be seen as colonizers themselves. Fang says he's been sending representatives to community meetings and holiday celebrations. But not all Rastafarians are interested in assimilating. Increasingly, they're heading to other African countries like Ghana and South Africa, where the culture and government have proved an easier fit for Rastafarians seeking Zion. For The World, I'm Megan Verlee, Shashamene, Ethiopia.
Our story from Ethiopia was produced in collaboration with the International Reporting Project.